I just want to make a correction real quick to my episode before it begins. I wanted to insert this excerpt in here just to make a correction. The title of the man I referred to as the security guard, who's actually the co-captain of the ship. I also want to point out the fact that the ship is known as the Harriet. Lastly, I do want to mention that I did learn that apparently this port is infamous, as it is a port where slave trading took place, where this Alabama boat brawl ensued. So not only was this a slave selling ground where this took place, and was that the co-captain of the ship, not the security guard or the dock worker, but he was co-captain for the Harriet. Woo, woo. This is crazy. This is so spiritual. And people keep saying we're not our ancestors. Baby, okay, you better hope you are. This is the only thing that's going to give you the gumption to be able to pull off anything relative. Enjoy the episode. So by now, I'm sure most of you have seen this video of the Alabama brawl that took place on the riverfront. Because apparently a security guard who was the first person to be attacked by this angry white mob was trying to delegate docking, and the white people who attacked him were just not having it. So there is a 5-minute almost video out there that I just watched that shows the entire brawl. Like at least everything that was filmed to my knowledge. Baby, when I tell you that was the most liberating thing to watch. I'm about to watch it again as soon as I finish recording this. Maybe while I'm editing it. Like, it was so satisfying to watch Black people jump in and stand up for other Black people. Blessings, many blessings to the Black man who was the first one to join in and help this Black security guard. So the security guard was trying to do his job, and then out of nowhere, one of the aggressive white dudes who was, you know, facing off with him or like, you know, confronting him, ran up from, you know, using one of the other men as cover and decided to punch the dude in the face and push the dude like very aggressively to the point where the dude stumbled backward. And, you know, the white dude who did this as well came in trying to get physical at that point. He was literally throwing jabs, trying to hit the dude. So security guard turned his hat backward and he was like, okay, bitch. And he said, you know what, fuck it. He took it off, threw it up in the air, and started getting into it. But the white dude wasn't letting him do none of that. You know what I'm saying? Which I thought that was a little silly. Like, he was doing a lot right there. Like, it's like, bitch, this is a whole mob full of white people about to attack you. The theatrics is out the window. Like, you know. But he held his own because they all jumped him. Well, initially they allowed the white dude who first hit him to just be them two, you know, for literally a hot second. And then when the Black guy started to best the white guy, they literally jumped in, and especially this one dude who darted toward them and like jumped on him and tackled him by the neck and pulled him down to the ground. And he was so pissed at that dude for doing that he would not let that dude go. And the dude was literally being dragged. Like, he was, at the moment he could run away, he was on it. And it's crazy because it's like, this is the type of shit that they do. They know they can't actually beat your ass, not a grown Black man. So what do? They tag team you, they jump you. They send a mob after you to lynch you. And then when the going gets tough, the weak get going. Right out the fucking door. Like, they didn't just sit here and start this whole fucking altercation. There were women hitting this man, all kinds of shit. It was crazy. Like, they literally just like, and it was wonderful to see on full display them go straight from pretending to be half couth and be civilized to, oh, okay, no, we're going to all jump on you. We're all going to jump you, you dark-skinned black security guard. So as soon as the black dude in the video, you can see him in the video waiting to see how it pans out. But as soon as he saw that the dude was getting jumped, he ran. And it took him a minute because he had to go all the way down the zigzag down the walkway. But he finally made it down to the dudes and the women jumping this man. And the man was still holding his own. He was not giving up. He was ready. And as soon as he shows up, you know, as soon as backup shows up, just one more black man. So now you've got two. Now, he was a pretty tall, pretty built black man. But as soon as he showed up to defend this and help this come to the aid of this security guard, they disappeared. Them hoes started backing up and backing away. You know what I'm saying? They took one or two swings at him, but really they just backed up and you could see the intimidation. You could see the intimidation. And it was so ridiculous to see them scatter like roaches when this black man came. Just one guy for backup against, it was like seven or eight of them hoes. Two women and like six men. You're telling me y'all couldn't take two black men? Two on seven and you still can't fucking, you can't win? Which is why there's a history of white mobs lynching black people. Because that's what it took. To nab a black one, that's what it took. White people know black men are not going down that easily. Even black women ain't going down that easily. It's just ridiculous. And like, there was another vantage point from another video that, you know, it flips to after you see that. And somehow it's just breaking out. Like, it's breaking out. There are fights everywhere. There are people all over the dock. And it's more black people than white people. In some little small spurts, there are more white people who are able to invest some of the black people. But the black people were on it. There were way too many black people to be playing them hostel games. And it was a ferry boat, some kind of carnival-looking boat out there. So you can bet your bottom dollar. There were plenty of black people. Black people love a good cruise, okay? So, like, it's just crazy because it's just, like, to see it in action. You know what I'm saying? This was an attempted lynching of that security guard. And let me tell you, when I say it was crazy out here, like, I've seen so many videos of black women being assaulted by white men with no repercussion. I've seen so many videos of it. It was refreshing to see white women getting assaulted by black men after they sat up here and tried to tag team these black men. That was that. Seeing them get hit with chairs, hitting the fucking head with chairs, that was harder than anything I've heard on fucking WWE SmackDown versus motherfucking Raw. And I loved it. Not because a white girl got hit or an old white bitch got hit, but because it is about time that people learn how tragic it is that it happened to a black woman. And you know they're not gonna translate that. But at the end of the day, that is what basically this is. This is you getting a taste of the medicine you've been administering to us on a regular basis. Man, woman, and child ain't safe in a black community in America. Unless we stick together. And even then, it's questionable. But I'm just going to say it right now. Towns ain't going to burn down and people ain't going to be displaced and fucking putting their hands up like what the fuck to do. Like Tulsa, Oklahoma. Like East St. Louis, Illinois. Seneca Village and Central Park. It's just not going to happen. It was so ridiculous because it's just like to see these people. The most satisfying thing was to see these people think that they were about to get the best of black people and then see them get fucked up. Like, that was perfect. And for it to be on film. So they'll never live it down. That was perfect. I loved seeing it. They thought that they were going to lynch a nigger that day. They really did. They didn't think that they would be made fools. by themselves. They didn't know they would be making fools of themselves. They got their asses beat so badly. You rarely see that. You rarely see Black people beat white people like that. You rarely see it. Like, the only things I can compare it to are movies, honestly. Because you just don't see it. Because we're a very forgiving people, and we are very smart people, and we know that we can't do that type of shit because it's not going to be treated the same way as these countless videos I see of Black women being beaten by white men and white police officers on the side of the highway, in the street, whether they're pregnant or not. Being specifically hit in the stomach when they're pregnant. I guess that would be the only difference based upon pregnancy. It's just ridiculous. But oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, you guys gotta see the video. The only place I was able to find it, I typed in Alabama Brawl through the search engine, the search box or tool for World Star Hip Hop. Because ever since I was a kid, I've known that I could get, you know, access to videos like that through there. I mean, that's literally what I know World Star Hip Hop for, is fighting videos. So, and then when I went to the homepage, immediately it was just littered with fighting videos anyway, so it's still the same type of shit. But watch the video if you haven't seen it yet. It could be a bit of catharsis for you. And let me know what you think in the comment section below this episode. And again, I thank you for joining me for this episode. I'm Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, your host here on the show. And I look forward to seeing you next time. We jump in. Lynn's. You guys, I was done with the episode, as you can see by the way that I closed it out in the last segment. But I just had to speak to this because, as I said, I was going to watch the video again. I've been doing it. And I've been watching people's reactions to it, and it's just like, I keep getting noticing the same theme of praise the Lord, thank the Lord and sing his praise. You know what I'm saying? For his love endures forever. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I keep noticing the same theme of Black people feeling spiritually rejuvenated, energetically charged, miraculously healed by the viewing of this video, of these videos. Like, it is something to be able to be in agreement with so many of your fellow Black people about something that is spiritually awakening to you, something that is like literally like reaching into your soul and giving you the spirit, like giving you the Holy Ghost. Like, we all have been saying we've been getting the Holy Ghost. Like, just watching this video, because it's like, it is something to behold. When you look in the beginning of the video, it looks like a video you've seen millions of times before of Alton Sterling, Eric Garner, Philando Castile. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same type of video over and over and over again. Whatever it is, Tamir Rice, Sandra Bland, Corinne Gates, whoever it is a video of Black murder, of the murder of Black people, of Black genocide. And if you look at it from the perspective of the white people in this situation who jumped the security guard, I mean, at one point there were eight, nine white people on one Black older security guard, like, jumping this man. And most of those people were, all of those people were between like 20 and like 20 something and like 40 something, maybe 50 at the most. So it was just crazy to see all of these younger people jump on this older man. And he's not super old or anything, but still, like, not from what I could tell. But, like, I mean, he looked like he was probably in his, like, 40s or 50s or something. Honestly, he could be in his 60s and just looked, you know, much younger. They all jumped on this security guard like this. 8, 9 people at once. damn near 10 people at once. And just when you think it can't get any worse, though it's going to, you're thinking that. You're thinking, oh, it can't get any worse, but it's going to. You know what I'm saying? It gets better. As Ricky Smiley puts it, the Red Sea parts. And you get to see the miracle that God has shown down on us, of us working together. Working together. Doing exactly what we're supposed to do. It's really, I mean, it is something to behold. Like, it just, there were people pouring out of the boat. There are people coming down from the dock. There are people coming down from, there was a dude swimming in the water who jumped off the boat, swam through the water to the dock, and jumped up on the dock. Like, you know, it's just crazy. Like, I just had to get back in here and add this little, you know, 5 minute, 6 minute clip, you know, expressing how amazed and honored I am to have witnessed what I just witnessed in this video footage. I'm not supporting or condoning violence or anything like that. I am definitely condoning defending yourself and defending your people when they are innocent. And that's just real talk. So, again, I'm Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, your host here on the show, and I welcome you next time we jump in Lynn's